seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bet-David, and one of the things you're going to do as an entrepreneur is teaching. You're going to be teaching customers. You're going to be teaching your employees. You're going to be teaching your vendors, partners, all of these people you're teaching. So you need to learn how to become a better teacher. Today, I'm going to tell you 10 strategies on how to become a better teacher. I want you to think about the teacher that you till today remember. Think about that one teacher. We all got one of them minimum that we remember, right? Today, I'm going to share with you how you can be that teacher to many people in business or in life. Because in reality, as an entrepreneur, one of the things you'll do a lot is teaching. You'll teach your clients, you'll teach your vendors, you'll teach your partners about your company, investors, you'll teach your salespeople, you'll teach everybody about who you are and what you do. And the better you are at teaching, the better your business is going to do and the more you're going to grow, because everyone's learning how to take the stuff that you know in here and implement it. So let's get right into it. Step number one, whatever you're teaching, sell what you're teaching. Let me explain. If you're teaching me math, sell me the importance of wanting to learn math. Sell it to me. Here's why math is so important and it's so exciting, and everything in life is math, because if you look at everything as angles and sports is math and everything is math. Sell it to me. Sell me whatever you're teaching. Step number one. Number two, if you can find a way to add fun, humor, and creativity to it, what you do is this. This is what happens. Think about the mind being closed-minded, right? So the mind is closed. Every time you use fun, humor, or creativity, it opens up my mind. Just think about visually, I have a hole here. When it opens up my mind, I'm willing to have information enter my mind. Great teachers know how to have fun, humor, creativity, open up the mind, so they're willing to be sold on whatever you're teaching to them. And if you know how to add sticky stories to whatever you're teaching, using some sort of fun, humor, and creativity, it sticks forever. People will tell those stories forever and they'll remember whatever you're teaching them based on the story you told, because when they go home at night, you know what they're gonna tell them? Hey honey, you won't believe what I learned today. What'd you learn? Did you know that in 1976, Steve Jobs, and because of that, this is how the PC came out and the mouse, No way, babe. You just sold them why they need to learn this. You added fun, humor, and creativity. You had a sticky story stuck. They went and taught their wife and their three kids that night. You're a great teacher. Number three, simplify. Make it look easy. Whatever you're doing, make it look easy. Don't complicate things. Make it look very easy. Number four, give them steps. First you do this, then you do that, then you do this. Give them simple steps to follow that if they do, they can do what you're teaching them to do. Number five, sell belief. This is easy. You can do it. It's not that hard. Sell them the belief. You can pull this off, right? So if I'm teaching how to shoot a basketball, step number one, bend your knees. Two, boom, this is three. It's easy, you can do it. Let's do it again. Next, teach the way they learn. Some learn visually, some learn through reading, some learn through listening, some learn through hands-on. Teach so many different ways that you can pretty much teach all the different audiences on the way that they learn whatever you are trying to teach them. Next, re-remind. This is typically the biggest mistake teachers make, is because they forget to re-remind and re-remind. They say, don't you already get it? Haven't I already told you? I already told you this. So for me, when I go home every night, I ask both of my sons, what are the four things we focus on as a family? Daddy, lead, love, respect, improve. Do we bully? No. Do we get bullied? No. I've probably asked them this 200-300 times. Do you know why? Because teaching is about re-reminding, not just saying it one time and they remember. It's about reminding. Think about it like a commercial. Toyota does the same commercial, and then you say it. Guinness, you know, the drink, does the same commercial, and then you say it. Re-remind. You're like a commercial you're doing to teach people. Next, be patient. Why? Because the speed of learning varies for everybody. Some learn fast, some don't learn fast. And sometimes the best students end up being the ones that don't learn fast. So can you imagine if you go all in just with a guy that learns very fast, but he's lazy, then you got a guy here that takes him 6 months to learn, but he's the hardest working guy you got. You got to make sure you're varying based on what speed learning they learn. And last but not least, be a great student. If you're a great student, typically the greatest teachers make the greatest students. I don't know why that is, because you're so curious yourself, you're always learning. People want to learn from you because this thing's always growing, and people are excited about that. And it's like, man, this is so cool. If it's this exciting to learn, I want to learn. If my teacher's always learning, what if I learn like he learns? What if I learn like she learns? Man, I want to learn some more. So you got to be a great student in order for you to be a great teacher. And last but not least, every time, if you want your students to be wanting to learn more and more and more, you got to make sure you encourage them, you praise them, you recognize them. For instance, there you go, buddy, you got it down. Good job. You made that shot. Awesome job, buddy. That's exactly how you write that sentence. That's exactly how that works. You praise in front of people. Did you guys see what Bobby did? Great job, Bobby. Then you recognize them. The best, top three best students right now. I just want to say, Bobby, because of this, I got this gift for you. Boom, you did this. You recognize, you praise, you encourage, and eventually people want to learn more because you become the teacher that everybody remembers forever and ever and ever to come. And when I ask somebody in the future, hey, who is the one teacher you will never forget? And they say your name. I'm talking to you. They say your name because all this stuff I just covered with you, you can learn. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.